Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sonia Lal. Two people have received a higher than recommended dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at a Queensland aged care home. The 88-year-old man and the 94-year-old woman have had no bad reaction to the overdose. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the doctor involved in giving the wrong dose has been stood down from the vaccine program.
And so we will examine what were the circumstances. That will be ongoing, and we'll provide public guidance. But the most important thing is that we engage in the transparency. When we know, we provide that information.
Former Liberal employee Brittany Higgins is preparing to make a formal complaint to police. She has said she was raped by a colleague inside Parliament House in 2019. Since she made her allegation, three more women have said they were also assaulted by the same man. Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can ring 1800 737 732. Australia's Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is taking medical leave. She has been admitted to hospital in Canberra. Former Defence Minister Senator Maurice Payne will add defence to her foreign affairs job. Unions are calling for a royal commission into the treatment of seasonal farm workers in Australia. Late last year, a report into fruit picking found people worked for as little as $3 per hour, and many were living in poor sanitary conditions, and some were abused. Daniel Walton, Secretary of the Australian Workers Union, says Australia's reputation is at risk.
Where workers are suffering some of the worst atrocities across the labour market. From violence to harassment, to passports being taken off, to forced slavery, to 76 workers living in a single house in Hobart, forced to work 12-hour days, 7 days a week, this industry has been going worse, not better. We think now the most appropriate step is to commission a royal commission into this industry to shine a spotlight on the deepest and darkest corners of our fruit and veg industry.
Victoria has recorded no new cases of coronavirus. More than 20,000 Victorians were tested in the last 24-hour reporting period. Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria remains well-placed to ease coronavirus restrictions from Friday. A United States Senate inquiry into the deadly Capitol riot has heard police officers were not trained enough or properly equipped to deal with hundreds of violent Donald Trump supporters. A former police chief told the Senate only four of the seven platoons had proper protective equipment. Republican Senator Rob Portman says the officers were not prepared.
The bottom line here is that, unfortunately, our officers were not given the proper training with regard to infiltration of the building or the complex, with regard to dealing with civil disturbance, and they didn't have the equipment necessary to push back and, most importantly, to protect themselves. And look, I appreciate the sacrifice and the bravery of that day, but I think we also owe it to those officers to provide them the training and the equipment they need to protect themselves and to protect the Capitol.
To sport. Golfer Tiger Woods is recovering in a Los Angeles hospital after being involved in a car crash. He is having surgery after suffering multiple leg injuries in the crash. I'm Sonia Lal. This is SBS News in Easy English.